We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggie's Locker Room. Auggie's Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggie's is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggie's doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
SportsBeat AM continues with the latest in Notre Dame football recruiting. This is the Blue and Gold Illustrated Recruiting Update with Mike Singer.
Let's dig into Notre Dame football recruiting with Mike Singer, the recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. I guess the first thing we should at least mention, Mike, since we last talked last Tuesday, we're starting to see some of the assistant coaching hirings be announced officially by Notre Dame. Mason Stuckey, he stands, still a couple of more to go and still a couple other vacancies to take care of. Mike, are we starting to see some of the new guys get out on the road recruiting?
Yeah, it's great to see after 14 years of waiting for the hiring process to complete. But no, in all seriousness, Brian Mason hit the road. I think it was Thursday or Friday was when he was announced by Notre Dame is becoming officially Notre Dame's special teams coordinator, coming over from Cincinnati. Those Cincinnati Bearcat ties just keep going, flowing for Notre Dame. Brian Mason, obviously, like I just said, Cincinnati guy. Al Washington, who will be one of these next coaches announced, coached at Cincinnati with Marcus Freeman in 2017 as his defensive line coach. But so Mason's been out on the road. You had Harry Hiestand and Chancey Stuckey, the new offensive line and receiver coaches, respectively. They hit the road yesterday. Now, Stuckey was in Austin, Texas, and Hiestand, and as I now saying that, it is now escaped. I think he was in Rock Island, Illinois, actually. Mm-hmm. Charles Jagusaw, a top 100 offensive tackle prospect Notre Dame's after in the 2023 class. Those guys are hitting the road, and it's good to see.
Is Stuckey a guy that probably will have a really good chance to have success recruiting in the state of Texas with his background?
He was there for a year, so I don't want to over... Like, he coached at Baylor for a year, so I don't want to say that he's some, ace recruiter in Texas, when he's, just getting to know the state. But I will say that a lot of these guys in the 2023 class who had been recruiting in the state of Texas, he can kind of just seamlessly continue to recruit. Now he's at Notre Dame. And Darren, this 2023 receiver class for the Irish, it's just very important. I mean, as you look at these reports at blueandgold.com, it's like, hey, Mike, National Signing Day, like the traditional National Signing Day is next Wednesday. You're only writing about 23s and 24s, the high school sophomores and juniors right now. What about the seniors? I mean, unless there's some big surprise coming up soon that, it's not really being talked about, Notre Dame is kind of standing pat at all those positions, including receivers. So that makes getting a transfer receiver, potentially after spring, bringing in somebody for the summer, that makes it, I think that's still something that the Notre Dame staff is looking at and will probably do this year. And then I think you got to get a big 2023 receiver class. I mean, Stuckey is coming in and he's got to basically rebuild that receiver room. It's not a great thing that you're having to rely on, a couple guys taking the extra year of eligibility, and taking a potential transfer in the summer, to build your receiver room in the immediate future here. So, yeah, it needs a lot of work.
Mike Singer, recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com, joining me on SportsBeat AM. Over the last week, you've talked about coaches back on the road. Is there a player that Notre Dame visited that caught your attention more than any other?
Yeah, I mean, it's just super important for these coaches to hit the road. They show their face at the school. You know, they're not allowed to have long face-to-face interactions with the 2023, 2024, 2025 recruits right now during this kind of period. But the 2022s who have already signed, you know, they're able to talk to those guys a lot. But I would say, or I think it was just yesterday, Christian Gray, one of Notre Dame's top overall recruits that they're after in the 23 class, number 181 corner, number 181 overall player, number 24 corner per On3 Consensus, someone who is also visiting this weekend. So Freeman, Mickens were there to see him. So that's an important one because, again, he's visiting this weekend. This will be, I believe, his fifth time on campus. I think it's time to close if you're Notre Dame. Like, this young man's going up South Bend for trip number five. I mean, what else does he need to see at this point? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. So get him in and see if you can lock him up. I think that'd be a big recruiting win for the Fighting Irish. And then today, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Tommy Rees making a stop to Birmingham, Alabama to see an important quarterback target, Christopher Vezina, which, Darren, I think might lead us into a next point here.
All right, so let's get to a little quarterback talk. You want to go that route? 2023, Jackson Arnold committed to Oklahoma Monday. So how does that affect the Irish?
He was a very important quarterback target for Notre Dame and one that for several months now that sources on the Irish side of things felt that Notre Dame was in a very good spot for him. Is it Jeff Lebby? I think it left Ole Miss for Oklahoma to become their new offensive coordinator, and Lebby had a really strong relationship with Jackson Arnold. So Arnold visits a couple weeks ago, decides he wants to go to pick the Sooners, and announces that commitment on Monday. And it wasn't news that Notre Dame was thrilled about. I would assume that they're still going to continue to recruit Arnold, but, you know, it looks like he's going to be locked in with Oklahoma. So that makes Christopher Vezina all the more important of a target for Notre Dame at quarterback. Number 100 overall player, number 9 signal caller per the On3 Consensus. So he's more important than ever. Dante Moore, how many times have we talked about Dante Moore on these
it's
shows?
Like, I know him. He's my next door neighbor by now.
Yeah, from Detroit, Martin Luther King, borderline five-star player. Probably will end up being a five-star player per the On3 Consensus rankings. He's more important than ever for Notre Dame. Do they offer any more quarterbacks? We'll just have to see. But Christopher Vezina, Tommy Rees is going to see him today. He also went to go check him out last week. Vezina's a big-time player. You know, LSU just offered, and Clemson's in pursuit of him. So for Notre Dame to get one of these elite quarterbacks, you got to battle the big boys. And, Notre Dame had a loss for one on Monday.
Just to take a step back, Mike, for a moment, is this a big junior recruiting weekend for the Irish? I ask that because I noticed Drake Bowen, the kid from Maryville, mentioned that he's coming to South Bend with his younger brother and is going to hang out at a Notre Dame basketball and Wisely a Notre Dame hockey game. So are a lot of juniors in town this weekend?
Yeah, I think I've got close to a dozen confirmed right now, some commits and some major targets. So I mentioned Christian Gray. You're going to have a few commits in, including Cedric Irvin Jr., class of 2023 running back from Miami. You know, after Lance Taylor leaves, really important that he comes up to visit campus and sit down with the coaches and, you know, make sure that his commitment's solidified. I'm looking at my list now, and you can find it at blueandgold.com on our loose emoji board. It should be a pretty good weekend, and as we get closer to Saturday, there will be more names to confirm as well.
If you have not been with us for our recent conversations with the Blue and Gold staff, they are now tied in with the brand new platform On3, a very exciting venture for Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. Odds.com. And Mike, I know On3 has updated their rankings for the 2022 class. I believe this is the final update for that class. People love to hear about five stars. How many of those five stars are going to be a part of this Notre Dame football program?
I'm going to try to explain this as quickly and as clearly as possible. So when I was just talking about some of these rankings earlier, I was saying the On3 consensus. Mm-hmm. The On3 has this algorithm where they take their own rankings, 24/7 Rivals and ESPN, basically combine them, and it stacks up. So after the combined ranking stacks up, you know, these kids nationally and where they ranked. So per On3's own rankings, Emil Wagner, after looking really good at the All-American Bowl week, jumped from the number 89 player in the country to number 29. So huge jump. Wagner's now a five-star prospect. Now, per the On3 consensus, when you lump in Rivals, 24/7 ESPN, he's still the 101 player in the country, which is a little ways off from five-star. So just like kind of a quick side note there, and something that if you're going to follow me at On3 and blueandgold.com, probably want to, you know, just get a little familiar with that. So five-star per On3, Emil Wagner, and then Jalen Sneed, five-star per On3 as well, and the On3 consensus. Now, he's a top 50 recruit at all these websites. So that kind of, you know, made that bump to, you know, On3 consensus will take the top 32 players in the country and they're five stars according to that algorithm. So he's the number 28 player per the On3 consensus. So Notre Dame, you know, again, per On3, 2 5 stars in the class. And Sneed was not a surprise at all, but Wagner, you know, he's not your prototypical. When you think of a five-star offensive tackle, you're thinking, you know, 6'6", 6'7", you know, 310, 320 pounds, just a Blake Fisher, really, when he was a five-star recruit. Wagner, a little bit different because, you know, he's about 6'5", 6'6", but in the 250-pound range. But he's got really good strength, great lateral quickness. The biggest question for him is going to be, how does he look when he's 300 pounds? Can he put that weight on? I think he will, and I think he'll be dominant, and that's certainly what On3 thinks as well. Hmm.
Mike Singer, Recruiting Insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. This is just kind of a curious question from my standpoint. Obviously, all these football programs have their way of finding talent, evaluating talent. Do they often cross-check at least every once in a while services like On3 just to see what other people are saying about recruits across the country? Or is that something most coaches don't even glance at?
I mean, they know about it. I mean, coaches can say whatever they want, but they pay attention to this stuff.
That's
the first. Oh, they absolutely do. Former Notre Dame recruiting coordinator, special teams coordinator, Brian Polian, I want to say after the 2021 recruiting class, he mentioned, like the On3 consent, he mentioned rankings. He, you know, said, hey, this is where our class is ranked. And he said that, we take rankings as a data point. It's not our only data point, but among many other things, we do consider, you know, what these media outlets do think about the kids. I think it was a small factor, but oh yeah, no, I don't know if they're gonna offer a kid because he's more highly ranked than another. Maybe right. If you're comparing apples to apples, and that's the one difference, and I guess. But Darren, I had heard in the past that, you know, these guys will get bonuses, you know, if they have a top 10 recruiting class, like some of these, that's a real thing. So yeah, I absolutely think that they, look at it and, are aware of it, and it's somewhat of a factor, but not a big one.
Mike, let's wrap things up. Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. The new venture with On3. Tell our listeners how they can be a part of this, I guess, new generation of Blue and Gold Illustrated.
Yeah, first of all, for folks who have already signed up, thank you. Thank you. We have been extremely blessed by the amount of subscriptions we've already had, you know, just in these first, what's today, the 25th? In the first 25 days here, it's been overwhelming, the response we've gotten. And for those who have not subscribed yet, it's $1 for your first year. There's really no reason to not sign up to give us a shot. So we're also throwing a free Founders Club hat if you sign up here. I think it's just the next week. It's February 3rd. You have to sign up before. So make sure you do that. Those hats will ship out in the summer. So the deal of the year, $1 for all the recruiting scoop, access to our blue and gold staff. The On3 database that we're connected with is just incredible. Darren, you got to go to on3.com and go to the football tab and you look at the transfer portal. It is incredible, and it's really just the beginning as well. So On3.com, blueandgold.com, it's the place to be.
So if I want to find out wide receivers that are available that Notre Dame might be looking at, I can do that right there.
It's awesome. And there's a transfer portal ranking. I mean, it's really good stuff.
Very good. Check it out, folks. On3.com, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. He is Mike Singer, the recruiting insider for Blue and Gold Illustrated. He joins me every Tuesday at 8:35 to talk Notre Dame football recruiting. And sometimes he joins me other times during the week when big news happens. And who knows, maybe that'll happen again sometime soon. Mike, always a pleasure. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you so much. He's Mike Singer, the outstanding recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.